Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates.
I do dad jokes.
We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes.
Really?
Scouts, welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Godel.
And that's Mikus over there.
Hello.
Who loves the name Godel. You know, sometimes people say, like, I don't know who's who, and we need to, like, keep using the same name for each other because I don't know that Skin's real name is Mitch or that Goaty is actually named Andrew. So we try and keep it really familiar for everyone. Mm-hmm. And you've introduced yourself as Godel randomly.
It's the same thing.
We've also got David the Brit, who knows jack shit. He edits, he's sitting over there. Charlie, who fact checks as well. You've probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. We got the chocolates. That's a win. And we have to tell you a story from yesterday where we all caught up. Actually, Goaty, thanks for your hospitality. That was delightful.
And anything for you guys. Obviously, I'm joking.
Goaty had me and Skin, Migas, unfortunately, unavailable for selection, but Skin and I came over with our, what have you got? It's here, Skin, SOs.
Yeah, significant others. That's common, isn't it?
I don't know. I've always called them mesos, like the meso soup.
Soups.
Yeah, but you're weird.
That's true.
That is weird. You're the weirdest person I've ever met.
Skin.
Yeah.
Anyway, again, this has been a theme of our life, I think. I'm skipping a few hours. Lovely afternoon. Mm-hmm. But right at the end of the night, somehow again, Justin Bieber has a massive quack. Came up in conversation again, somehow. I'm not sure. I mean, Goaty was there, so he probably led that conversation.
Yeah, probably, obviously. Yeah.
And again, our SOs, they were not convinced that that was the case. Like, no one had heard this rumor, similar to when Yana was on the podcast. She had no idea that that was the case. I didn't know it. You were the only person, Goaty, that actually did know
it. I said
it
with full confidence. Yeah. Didn't
know. Like it was common knowledge.
Yeah, like everyone should know. So all of a sudden, we've got a situation in your kitchen where our three partners, well, wives, fiancé and girl I'm getting to know.
Yeah.
The three of them are crowded around one phone trying to find the nude photograph of Justin Bieber that we were referencing that time. And they weren't having much luck, were they? Like, it was actually taking a while.
Yes.
A lot of censorship, which is great. Obviously, the people at Google, they're wonderful people.
Yeah, yeah.
Just great censorship, safe search turned on, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Eventually, they did have some luck and find it.
And didn't they have some luck?
So they're ogling at this photo of his Bruce, which in fairness is decent size.
Yeah, good on him.
And then Eloise goes, oh, wow, that is big, isn't it? And Skin goes, No.
it is big, isn't it? It comes like halfway down his thigh.
That's right.
Important context. Yeah. And then Skiz delivered one of the great
all-time great one-liners
where he said, oh, yeah, but it's a pretty small thigh.
Oh, mate.
So from now on, we're like, oh, why do we get cursed with such massive thighs?
Honestly. My thighs could not be any longer.
God, I'm just confused.
Apparently, he's got a really small sack. No, he doesn't. He's got big thighs.
Big thighs. Yeah, so now we'll be referring to the size of someone's snag by comparing to the size of their legs.
Oh,
yeah.
It was actually all time. Yeah. Like, it just came out of nowhere. Eloise was using it as a unit of measurement.
Yeah.
Halfway down the thigh. Yeah, but I mean, how small? is that thigh? Oh, it was fantastic, honestly. So that's, yeah, so that's what how we'll be describing it from this point on. Mm-hmm. Let's move from that to joke of the week. Because we always know what a laugh that is, and I've just been scouring through them. Thank you so much.
So I even saw like a backstage sort of look at how you went. You were just on the tools trying to find those jokes, weren't you?
Yeah. What about we go to Kevin? Ben Skinner in there like typing away, planning. You were here for this because I've got audition, Adobe Audition, also wonderful people. They want to jump on board.
Please do. It would be very helpful.
Trying to like edit stuff ready for the episode. Gody comes in and goes, do you guys want to do something? Oh, mate. We're on the tools here. Anyway, so that was as I was editing the joke from Nick, which goes like this.
Yeah, g'day, lads. Just a quick joke here, but can't remember if I sent it in the other week or not. It's that one about the chiropractor. It's about a week back. Now you do one, Skin.
You really got a chuckle out of that, didn't you?
Oh, the delivery is so clever. Oh,
that certainly cracked you up there, didn't it?
Oh, no. That's good. Yeah. Good. Excellent. Yeah. Skin, do you have a written one for us?
I do. A written one comes in from Ned. What's the difference between a teacher and a steam train? The teacher says, spit out that gum, and the steam train says, choo-choo.
What was his name?
Ned.
Damn it, right to us again, Ned.
Come on.
That was
really like that. Oh, no, that's not bad.
I hate you too.
Well, I usually laugh at everything, and that was not very good.
That's pretty fair.
By the way, joke of the week brought to you by our friends at Better Beer. I'm onto a little ginger beer here, Genghis, which you'd be familiar with.
Oh, it's all over my face.
Sorry. The ginger beer, that is. Don't laugh at this, Migas, but I've got a little riddle for you. Okay. Speaking of the choo-choo train, so there's an electric train, right, driving, and it's going at 80 kilometres per hour, but the wind is going at 70 kilometres per hour back the other way. Which way does the steam go?
The horse's name is Friday.
I think it's a pretty simple question.
I just didn't listen to the start of it.
Migas,
it's an electric train, Migas.
Migas.
Oh, I definitely wouldn't have said that. Yeah. I was trying to do some kind of math in my head.
He's so bad at riddles. When we were on the plane down to Sydney, God. I said to Migas, I don't know how we got onto the topic of riddles, but I was like, what month has 28 days? Mm-hmm. And he was like, do you remember this kid? And Migas is like, as confidently as you possibly can, has gone February. Like that. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty close. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, it's not close. That's right. It's definitely right. He was like, yeah, because he like started reciting to me like 30 days
out of September. Yeah.
And he did that whole thing.
We got it.
I was like, no, it's not correct. He's like, yes, it is. Like, genuinely challenged me. I was like, no, mate, it's a riddle. They all, every month, that's 28 days. Mm. And he's literally just like, oh.
When you said this, though, I didn't know it was a riddle, though. I didn't know that's what we were doing. Oh, I thought you were just asking me because you feel.
Yeah, because that's what we do in fucking conversation, don't we?
Yeah. Sorry, which month is it then?
Yeah, fucking hell.
And can I also please move us on to social sins and wins? And I'm trying to find the intro.
It's one of your best ones.
I know. It's evading me at the moment. Oh, no, I found it, so don't worry about it. But social sins and wins is a segment where we unveil the best and worst of social media.
Sins, but also wins. Let's look at this tonight. Is it a sin or a winner? Well, my hair's getting thinner. Might be love.
Every time.
Or strife in a social life.
Actually, it does get thinner every time, though.
Like, social sins and wins. So I'm kicking us off with a little golf thread. Golf's the theme this week. Actually, we're going to have a great day later in the week, aren't we? So anyway, this is from...
we're playing golf later in the week. At the Better Beer Golf Day.
Stop it. We're pumped.
Thursday. Yeah, I'm excited. You're particularly pumped.
I'm less excited than you.
Genuinely, I'll be walking there if my flight doesn't get there on time. But anyway, it's good.
I don't think you can walk at 860 kilometres an hour.
No, with that attitude.
Yeah, chance your flight won't get you there on time. Yeah,
not with that attitude. Anyway, so Max Homer, who's a top 10 golfer in the world, he got bored on Twitter one day and started asking amateur golfers to send in their golf swings for him to roast and review. So I thought, Reed, there's a little thread for you guys just to kick us off. All right, okay. All right, Greg has said, hey, Max, I'm a short hitter and it's frustrating. Any tips to hit it a little longer? Max, I don't know, man. Usually I start by telling people to match their shirt and their shoes, but he already did that, so I'm out of ideas. So this bloke's got a blue shirt and blue shoes on.
He's
great feedback.
Yeah, that is nice.
Ryan, my best friend's probably better than yours. Max, apparently not, because I have no idea who the hell you are.
Yep.
Billy said, find a flaw in my swing, Max. He said, in good conscience, I can't just stop at one.
Goodness me.
Max, should I quit my day job with a video of his swing? Max, if I were you, I'd start showing up early and staying late to make sure you don't get fired.
That's very good.
Fantastic.
Nice. Okay. Very happy with that. I've got a couple from just this article I saw. German surfer rides a 115-foot wave in Portugal. It wasn't you, Mikas, but I'm sure you've done it as well, haven't you? 27th best in the world.
Mm. Beth.
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 27th best.
And he's the 40th best, Michael.
Vegas had a weird life. It used to be called Beth. Anyway, surfer rides a 115-foot wave in Portugal. And then this person says, who measured it?
Okay, as you do. What about Sky News reported that Hugh Jackman and his wife are separated after 20 years? Theo commented, X-Men.
That's good. I like that.
I think that was sent in to us by Nathaniel as well. Thank you. Then there was a status saying, I used to get Stephen Hawking and Tony Hawk confused. I don't know what was wrong with me. Someone said, nah, it's pretty understandable. They both loved ramps.
Well,
I'm not sure if that's a sin. Yeah, I feel like that's more in the social sins part of the segment.
Why were you umming and ahhing about that? That's definitely a sin. It's not a win.
That's half of the segment.
Yeah, so, good. But you're like, oh, I don't know if it's a sin.
Just to clarify.
Certainly not a win.
I don't know. They were even good at cricket, those two.
Another one. When I was so someone starts with a riddle. When I was 6, my sister was half my age. Now I'm 70. How old's my sister?
Oh, Migas would be
don't good ask me.
Someone comments, 35. Let's have a hard one next time, please.
Yeah, half her age.
Yep.
Wait, what?
Oh, no.
Okay, yeah. Nice.
You got it?
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
Because have you got it yet?
How old's the person? Oh, this is good.
Well, half her age.
Yeah.
So 67.
Yeah, baby.
He's got
nice,
it.
Mikas. Well done.
Yes. Fooled you.
All right. There's a photo of a bloke chainsawing down a tree in his backyard by the looks. Andrew's comment said, this guy shouldn't be switching hands. Chainsaw isn't right or left-handed. It's either right or wrong. And then someone responded, rubbish, I can use a chainsaw frequently changing hands because I'm amphibious. Andrew, just because you lay eggs in the water doesn't mean you can operate a chainsaw slave safely. So that's a win.
Well, that's got both. There's a sin and a win.
Yeah, that is true. I had this James tweeted, or no, it's a Facebook status actually. Does anyone know where Ash Brown live? Oh, can I get a number for him, please? And then Neil said, is that him? And it's just a photo of a Ash Brown. So helpful.
Crikey. So good and so tasty.
Someone's obviously in a political debate and they comment, none of you guys know what propaganda actually is, do you? And someone replies, it's when a British person takes a really good look at something.
Oh, mate, you're so...
You're kidding. What is happening? I thought you didn't find it funny.
Like, you're an absolute goose.
You're a goose. I'll be honest, I was a bit nowhere. Like, I was looking for someone to sort of explain it, but then everyone else got it. And I always feel like if Mikas gets it means I really should get it.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
New segment now. It's called Letter Change the Plot. Now, Cody, this was actually you. Or that was another option was movie Metamorphosis. Or I said Metamorphius because from The Matrix, so maybe that works as well. We can have a bit of a vote on what we think. But Letter Change the Plot for the moment. Cody, this came from you. This was your idea. Basically, we're going to take a well-known movie title and change just one letter to create an entirely new plot twist. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to avoid them becoming pornos, but unfortunately that happened.
Unfortunately, it's my first two.
Quite difficult, yeah.
So I'll quickly run. I'll run through those. And they're quick.
Oh, crikey!
Forrest Hump and Willie Madison.
Okay,
yeah. So I just got them off my chest.
Crikey! Can you quickly walk us through the plot of Willie Madison?
It's essentially the same plot, but it's not PG. It's MA 15 plus.
Oh goodness. Okay, nice. Yeah, but that's the idea here, isn't it? We're trying to change one letter in a title and make the movie mean something completely different. I mean, take your example you sent to us in the group chat was Poor Abiding Citizen.
Yep. Essentially it's where dogs take over the world and become our masters.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice. Yep. So the first one I went for was Last and the Curious.
Mm-hmm.
And not Fast and the Furious. I've changed one letter in each word.
Oh, that's interesting.
If I knew that, I would have done it all differently.
It's legal. No, that's fine. Last and the Curious, and that's the story of a man who cannot finish last in any race that he ever enters. So always finishes last, and he becomes very inquisitive as to why this is the case. And the movie follows his quest for understanding why he sucks so much.
It's a blurb.
All right.
I like it.
All right. What do you want to do? Left to do? All right. I've got Dirty Pantsing. The story of a bloke who takes over a failing laundromat business.
That is beautiful.
Oh.
That's very good. I had Finding Chemo. Story about a clown.
No.
Story about a clownfish who's diagnosed with cancer and begins a long search for a cure.
You piece of shit.
I don't think we're going to act that one out.
What?
Is he the worst bloke we've ever met?
No.
Come on.
Imagine the casting for that.
There are plenty of movies about.
There is, yeah. It's
medical
Perks of Being
issues.
A Wallflower.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
as we like to call it. Perks of Being a Ball Flower. Disgusting.
I also had, with Lee's little tweak of the rules so that he can change two letters, I've also had a couple where I changed the numbers. Has everyone seen 12 Angry Men?
Yeah, we've heard
this. Yeah. 11 Angry Men. It's kind of like 12 Angry Men, but Juror 8's not there, so they just all vote guilty immediately.
I remember studying that at school. 12 Angry Men.
Fucking hell.
All right. I have 51st late. Essentially, it just follows the life of Lee for a month and a half. pretty self-explanatory, really.
It can't be my first late if I'm...
Don't ask questions.
Yeah. That's kind of how
but you forget yesterday each time.
Yeah. I forgot that I was late yesterday. Coach is like, why are you always late? What?
News to me.
You going, Gage?
Yeah, I can go.
Yeah.
I've got Beauty and the Feast. A very attractive lady goes to a buffet. It's quite a short film.
Oh, beautiful. That'll go well with my bone with the wind.
Oh, how is this not a porno?
No, it's not. It's a kite flying world champion takes a second job as a male escort.
But that is so much better than boning into the wind.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
It's a lot harder.
I had The Incredible Sulk. A story about Eloise when I come home and I haven't bought her a present.
He's savage.
I like it. And my last one was Jurassic Bark. A movie where, well, this could have two plots, but I had a movie where dinosaurs come out of the trees to attack.
Yeah, nice. Excellent. Yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful. Have you got another one? I've got one more.
I've got thousands.
I've got one.
Finish on your best.
I've got
I don't know which one.
I've got the story of Lee Drennan, Dodge Tall.
Been dodging it for years.
Crikey.
Hopefully that growth spurt's coming.
War for the Planet of the Vapes. Two blokes from Logan have a disagreement about who owns the vape.
Oh, this is the greatest
thing. Oh, honestly, that is good.
That's the one you're happiest with, surely. Yeah, that's fantastic. Good. All right. Well, let's go on to another segment that we enjoy.
It's the best.
That we enjoy quite a bit. Now, this one is lyric substitute skin, and we don't generally have a jingle for this because the whole thing is jingles, mm-hmm. essentially. So what happens in here? It's, well, basically you get ready to hear your favorite songs and then them quickly become ones that you hate.
Delete off your like songs list.
That's right. Lyric substitution. We replace now. There's a lot of replacements actually in this episode. Now we replace song lyrics with the word skin for a musical twist you won't want to miss.
That is
courtesy
good.
Of Chad. Oh, when I wrote to Chad, I wrote to Chad today while Cody was watching. I was like, "Nah, we're gonna do a segment intro. Watch this." And then I wrote, "Hey Chad," and accidentally pressed enter, and Chad wrote back. Hello, it seems you've got my name mistaken. My name is not Chad, it's Chad GPT. And we're like, nah, Chad.
You're still a fucking Chad.
Anyway, this episode, this week, a little bit different too because we didn't get to choose our songs. They were actually randomly assigned to us because we sort of thought that the whole idea is that you can get skin into any song, right, in theory. And so we wanted to challenge ourselves with that. So there's two bits of audio here. There's the preview where we find out what song we need to sing and then obviously the final execution that Dave the Brit that knows jack shit has done and probably added auto-tune for Mickus.
Perfect.
Great.
I was up first, so here is my preview.
Lethal's up now. He's going to get a randomly generated song that he's going to have to squeeze skin into. Literally.
Oh, easy, Dave. That's a different segment than what we had. Okay. Good song.
Very good song.
Good song. Okay. You don't know what it is yet, Skin? No, any thoughts?
You've said good song. Yeah. Lose yourself.
What comes to mind?
It's a great song.
All right. Well, here's what it actually was, Skin. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling skinny too. Everything will be all right if you keep skin next to you. You don't know about Lee, but I bet you want to. Everything will be all right if we just keep dancing like we're skinny too.
That was good.
We're skinny too. Dancing like. I feel a bit like the victim of your.
That really wasn't that bad.
Because I did not feel like it was that bad when I sung it originally.
Well, you should have listened to it.
It'd be nice to know, like, to get somebody that actually knows how to use auto-tune.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say nice to get somebody who can actually sing.
Yeah. That's what it's meant to sound like, Dave. There's massive issues. Yeah. Just quietly. Any thoughts again? Immediate reaction?
Thoughts are good song. Yeah. And I was pretty impressed. I mean, shame about the singing and the auto-tune, but good lyrics.
Apart from that.
That's well done.
I wouldn't say that singing and lyrics in a song is very key. You're more looking at the acting.
I was impressed by the lyrics.
It's all about shame the film about clip the anyway.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right, Mikus, you were next.
Well, this will be good.
Here's your preview.
Oh, that's good. Can I just do the whole song? I kind of want to do that first opening bit and then just skip the next bit and go straight into...
What?
That was me obviously just doing my warm-ups. I didn't know that was included.
Any thoughts on what that is, kid?
It really gave it away. Yeah,
another good song. Is it? Lose Yourself by an Airplane.
Hopefully someone gets it. There you go.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What?
Skin is my fire, the one... desire, believe when I say
that's not bad. That's okay.
I want skin that way. Tell skin why ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell skin why ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell skin why I never want to hear you say, I want skin that way.
That's actually not bad.
That's your best.
I think the auto-tune ruined it. I was so
you
much
You say that every week.
Nah, yeah. I stand by it this week.
Every time we
shocking.
I thought that was okay.
There's one note in there that was slightly off key.
What?
The rest was really good.
Okay, thank you.
Right. I think there was one that was very off key. Oh, 100 right. Slightly off key.
He tried his best, mate. I'm glad that you're doing this.
I appreciate really it. Did.
Yeah. I tried so hard.
Maybe
I
appreciate it.
You should be one of your own names, Skin. It's not that easy. Right. Gody, you're up.
I wanted to scare from the fucking start.
Why not?
This isn't good.
Oh, no.
Any thoughts?
So it's not Lose Yourself.
Yeah, so it's not Lose Yourself. Certainly is it wasn't. Friday by Rebecca Black.
Close.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay, here we go.
Because you know I'm all about that skin. About that skin. Oh, not lethal. I'm all about that skin. About that skin. No lethal. I'm all about that skin. About that skin. Not lethal. I'm all about that bass.
Oh, you've just changed it at the end.
What was that?
No, I fucked up the words.
We did another version after, didn't we?
No, I don't know. I can't remember.
Considering how much you bag us about our timing, your timing in singing is horrendous.
Mate, honestly, it was literally as soon as you click play, that bird started singing.
Who is that? Is that Megan Trainor?
Yeah, Megan Trainor. Yeah. She doesn't I mean, great song, obviously.
Yeah, and she doesn't play the games, but she's very good.
Terrible in the nets, though.
Nice. All right. Who's that leave us with? It was actually Charlie. I think Charlie has done it. He's done the celebrity round this week. Wow. Normally it's Dave the Brit that knows jack shit that does it.
But with some rando song that no one's heard of.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But I think Dave didn't like the fact that it was randomly assigned for him. So he palmed it off to Charlie. So here's Charlie's preview.
Ooh. I haven't watched this whole song for a long time. I'm going to go to the chorus.
And here it is.
Was there auto tune on that? Or did he just say chorus really weird?
I don't know.
Okay, here you go, Charlie.
Skin along if you feel like skin without a roof.
Skin without a roof.
Skin along if you feel like skin old is the truth.
Ooh, okay.
Skin along if you feel what skin is to you.
Yeah.
Skin along if you feel like skin is what you do.
It is what I do.
Yes, yes.
It really finishes on a bang.
Yeah.
Oh, hopefully not. Skin side of things. What are your thoughts there, Skinny? Yeah. That's a pretty strong top four.
Yeah.
Everyone's in the top four.
Yeah, everyone is definitely in the top four.
Yeah.
Charlie's strong as well. That's kind of creepy.
There wasn't anything
right.
you hated that much this week.
No.
Generally, you do have like despise at least one of them.
Can we do a quick on-air meeting as well? What are our thoughts on releasing an album with all of these?
I think it's a no-brainer. Yeah. Also, and then we should release another album with just our jingles.
Oh, so true.
Which is your favorite jingle? I'm sure about one person will download it.
What was your favorite jingle, would you say, Skin?
Ooh.
I think Google Feud.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Google I like Google Feud.
That's a lead.
That is coming up too. We're playing that.
Nah, Under Pressure taking on GoDee.
Oh, that's a stinker. We can never change it. What about one that Migos is in? What's that one that you
I can't even remember.
Is the harmony good? Is it? What's that one?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
What is that one?
One of the ones we do.
Yeah. I think it's good.
Rings a bell.
Anyway, Skin, award your points. Come on.
Fourth place, GoDee.
Damn it.
Oh.
Third place, Charlie.
Whoa.
Second place, Migos. Sorry, Charlie. First place, Taylor Swift, 22.
Well done.
Yeah, that's fair.
I got the quacklets. Time to put your search engine knowledge to the test with Google Feud.
Actually, this is a banger too, actually.
Yeah, we're playing Google Feud. Come on, choose a category or two. I'm gonna tell you what to do. Yeah, playing it is cool. I will soon tell you all the rules. And you can play along with the crew. Yeah, we're playing Google Feud.
You gotta stop singing, okay?
That is a banger. Well done.
That is your best.
Thank you.
It's top 10.
Yeah. Skin.
Yep, very good.
You like it?
I do.
Okay. It's hard to get much positivity out of you sometimes, Skin. So.
Out of our jingles, that's one of the better ones.
There's about 25 that he hates.
Yeah, it's in the top 24.
No, Google Food, a game inspired by Google Autofill, I would suggest. So, you know, when you're writing things into Google and it suggests things for you. And the most popular endings are to common search queries. So you guys will have to try and guess what they are. And the higher, the better, obviously. I've prepared them early, so we won't have any double ups, no issues. I mean, we're just learning all the time, aren't we? Yeah. Getting the product.
I mean, I'm going to be late to work, but still swing the ring.
Exactly. Sorry about that. First question is, and I'm not sure how are we left at the dealer or is alphabetical order? What do you want to do?
Left at the dealer.
Left at the
when
dealer.
When have we ever done alphabetical order?
I don't know. Skin's pretty low down. Think of a number between 1 and 50, 27. Yeah. There you go. Can dogs learn to?
Talk/speak.
My goodness.
Yeah. What do I need? A correct thing? It's correct. It's definitely on the list.
Wow.
In fact, it's the top answer.
No way.
Points.
No way.
Yeah.
There's
still plenty of others, so.
Why would you Google that?
Have you not seen the videos of dogs saying hello?
Wait, let me say, I've given Goaty the 10,000 points for talk. but his other sort of options are still kind of in there a little bit, if that helps. I don't know if that helps or hinders. Can dogs learn to talk is taken.
Okay. So what does that mean? Can dogs learn to speak?
No, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, but to speak a particular language.
Oh.
My days.
That is tough.
English.
Can I jump in here? Is it proper? I'm just watching him.
Yeah, no, you can jump in. Skid for 7,000 points.
Around
I think this way it's almost if you get in first. I reckon
great.
You want to be
glad
in first.
I know that
then.
Now.
Yeah, so, Migas, welcome to the game.
Yeah.
Okay. So, talk is gone and speak English with 7,000 points. I think someone's scoring. Migas, there's still plenty on the list, so you'll get something.
You say that. I don't know whether to go down that same speak route.
Next most common language.
Can dogs speak Spanish? Can dogs yell?
What you needed was, can dogs read? Can dogs talk with buttons? Can they use a litter box, use the toilet? Can dogs learn to like cats? And can dogs learn to skateboard? I thought you would have got the skateboard.
I thought the cats.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
I was going to
I shouldn't listen to
Well, just remember, if you want to jump in early here, Migas, you can.
Oh, so now everyone else can jump in.
Yeah, well, I think it's more exciting.
Oh, cool.
No, now it's I'm getting first dibs. Is that?
No, we're jumping
or
in.
Or just everyone.
What do you reckon? What's your preferred
I could not
way?
Give a flying fuck to
What's your preferred way to play the game?
Maybe
anyone over there?
Maybe everyone
jump in. Jump in, free for all.
Okay. Oh, okay.
It's exciting. Cool. It's more exciting.
That's true.
Okay.
All right, start again.
Is it okay to eat?
So just jump in.
Jump in whenever you eat.
So you guys, what you're doing now is jumping out.
Dog food. Dog food.
You jump in.
Dog food.
Dog food is a horrific guess. No dog food. Is it okay to eat?
Grass.
No.
Oh my. Is it okay to eat
raw meat?
Oh, so close.
It's raw chicken, isn't it?
Nah, it's raw eggs.
Oh.
7,000 points.
That
is it
close.
Okay to eat eggs every day? Was the top answer. Watermelon teas, 9,000. More on your period, crossed. 8,000. All right, okay. Raw eggs, 7,000. Potatoes that have sprouted, 6,000.
It's very
brown
specific.
Avocado, 5,000. 1 meal a day. What? Who's asking that? No, obviously not. 4,000.
I mean, I'm sure.
Oatmeal every day. Well, you'd have to eat more than one, wouldn't you?
Well, that's a big meal.
I'm not a dietitian, but
3,000 calories in your meal.
Anyway, yeah, so you've got no points for that round. Is that
damn
right?
It, shame.
We suck.
You should be right at this one. How to draw a
circle.
Who's a circle?
Michael.
Michael.
No, I didn't. No, that was.
How to draw a.
Oh, can I go in again?
Yeah, sure.
Penis.
Oh, my gosh.
Cow.
How to draw an eye.
No.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
No.
Oh, so I used to draw that as a kid.
Goodness me.
How to draw, right? Here's the answers. You know, the worst thing is this is
car.
I chose all these questions from the easy one. How to draw a rose, 10,000.
No.
Dog, 9,000. Dragon, 8,000. Cat, 7,000. Person, 6,000. Nose, face, flower, girl, butterfly.
So if I just said cat for every single one of these, I'd be winning.
Probably.
Yep, especially this next one. What happens if you microwave?
Cat.
What happens if you microwave?
Metal. Alfoil, metal.
Tupperware container.
Oh, crikey. Okay, skin. I heard alfoil for 3,000 points.
I said
for
metal.
You.
Damn it.
I've heard metal from Goaty for 6,000 points. And then what do you say?
Tupperware container.
Please be a cross.
It heaps up your food.
Or something similar.
Okay. What's similar?
Oh, this is
like
good.
A plastic container.
Yeah.
Oh, my nothing. Goodness.
I had gross. What happens if you microwave nothing as the top answer?
Fuck off.
Yeah. What happens?
People are idiots, like genuine idiots.
What's wrong with that? That's a good question.
A
I'm
question.
Actually intrigued by that.
I'd imagine nothing.
I would imagine fuck all.
We'd also imagine
well,
that.
The answer's not here, but maybe I'm actually going to Google that. A styrofoam was in there.
Oh, okay.
A grape, number three. An egg, metal, a fork, a phone, alfoil, cup noodles, and plastic. Sorry, Migas, did you get 1,000 points?
Oh, sick. So that said, does that put me pretty close 1, to the lead?
1,000 points.
You're coming fourth, mate.
Here's the last round.
Fourth.
Are you ready?
Never been more ready.
I ate a small piece of... Don't say cat.
Not in Bali, mate.
Poo.
It's funny because when I tried that, I typed that in as my answer. It was wrong.
Fuck. I had a small piece of. Well, I mean, no, actually, that wasn't that.
This one's hard, I reckon.
Raw chicken.
Honestly, sort of. I'm happy to give it. Undercooked chicken, 7,000 points.
Just might on you again, bud.
What was the thing again?
I ate a small piece of
Lego.
That's what also was my guess, and that was also wrong. I had a small piece of alfoil, 10,000 points. Ooh. Plastic, 9,000 points.
Oh, plus
8,000. Undercooked chicken, styrofoam, moldy bread, tin foil, moldy cheese.
Egg.
Edible. I ate a small piece of edible.
Edibles.
And plastic fork.
Great
segment.
So
let me.
Shockingly, Goaty beats Michael and I.
Just reveal. A Goaty with a total of 23,000 points. Skin with a total of 10,000. Michael with a total. Miggers with a total of 1,000.
Charlie beat me.
And we have a get fact. Now, skin, we should also have.
Am I ever gonna see your face again? No way, get fact, fact off. Am I ever gonna see your face again? No way, get fact, fact off.
What do you got for a skin?
Beautiful. Well, Goaty and I have both got
Yeah, we're
one.
A little tag team, this one, for the get fact.
Interesting.
We fact ourselves. Yeah. All right. So the first one from Uber Facts. All right. Salt and vinegar Pringles aren't vegan, but smoky bacon Pringles are vegan.
Yeah, Mikas told me
so
that.
I'm so glad I know that.
Mm.
Shut up, Mikas.
Moving forward.
Wow.
Some people at the table might want to know.
Absolutely. I would love to know that.
That is always nice to know.
That is handy. Mm. Mm.
It doesn't make much sense.
Craven. No, not at all. I don't understand that.
Yeah, we can work it out. That's why it's here.
Because like chicken flavored noodles, like those 2 minute noodles are somehow vegan. So
I think without the flavoring maybe, or is it?
I think with the flavoring.
No, with the flavoring. So I don't know how you get chicken flavor out of not chicken, but I'm all ears.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
We'll never Scooby.
Yeah, neither. And then my fact was the dot above an I and a J has a name. It's called Tiddles.
What?
Tiddles. Big old Tiddles.
Hey, you put your Tiddles.
Wait, the dot?
Yeah.
Yeah, the dot. Called
it's called Tiddles.
Maybe Tiddles is the plural.
Mm.
Tiddle.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm.
Big old Tiddle.
That's what he just said.
No, I was just laughing at what he said.
Thanks, Mikas. I was repeating it. Right, any others? Are we good?
No, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I'm very happy with that. That was nice. Rightio, that's another episode of the Week of the Chocolates podcast complete. We welcome you to be a part of the Chockies crew and get around us on the socials. Firstly, I think that's at We Got the Chocolates, anywhere that you use social media. In the social bios, you'll find a link tree which has discount codes to LSKD and Better Beer merch at the moment. I think they're both 15% off for Chockie listeners, so help us help you by checking those out.
Yep, and you can also help us by contributing to the show. If you head to our website, you'll find the Chalk Line if you want to leave like a voice message and hear yourself on a future app, or if you would prefer to just write in, you can do that below as well.
Beautiful. On the ratings and reviews, I'm going to set a challenge for the Chocks. 500 Apple Podcast ratings.
What are we on now?
483.
Oh, wow. Dang. That is a big challenge.
That's hard.
So we all do one.
Yeah. I've already done my mate. 2 stars.
This is wonderful. Listen every week. One star.
Perfect. That's the challenge.
Remember that if you are out there having a laugh with your mates this week, then you're absolutely getting the chocolates. We'll speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that's Stumps. Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you guys so much.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.